This episode of the Fresh Start Family Show is brought to you by our Quick Start Learning Bundle, how to build a compassionate, firm, and kind discipline toolkit that works with kids of all ages. Head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your Quick Start Bundle so you can get going today on building up a strong, compassionate, discipline toolkit in your home.
Well, hey there, I'm Stella. Welcome to my mom and dad's podcast, The Fresh Start Family Show. We're so happy you're here. We're inspired by the ocean, Jesus, and rock and roll, and believe deeply in the true power of love and kindness. Together, we hope to inspire you to expand your heart, learn new tools, and strengthen your family. Enjoy the show!
Well, hey there, families, and welcome to our episode today. We want to chat with you guys about lying, which is one of my favorite subjects because I get so many questions in our membership group, The Bonfire, about what to do when you find out kids are lying. Or I often get it phrased this way, my kid lies all the time. How do I make him stop? So we have three tips we're going to give you today to help you in this area. One of them is to not nail your kids when you find out they're lying. Number two is to teach them to listen to themselves, kind of find their own intrinsic motivation, their own intrinsic kind of moral compass, so to speak. And then number three, we're going to talk about how you can teach them later in a calm time. So all three of these things are going to help guide you to a place where you feel like you can parent your kids through times when you either know they're lying, found out they're lying, and also these three things will really help you form relationships with your kids so that in the future they will tell you the truth, which I think is such a common goal from all of us parents, right, Terry?
Absolutely.
I mean, we all want our kids to tell us the truth.
Yeah, and it's tough because, you know, I know myself, like, when I know, like, for sure one of the kids is, like, not telling the truth, it sets off a little trigger in me. Like, I start to get really irritated.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, I think you do kind of jump to these conclusions or you want to, like, nip it right there or whatever. So, yeah, this is really a really cool episode to go through, and let's give some people some ideas.
Yes. And yeah, I think a good place to start is just kind of acknowledging what the traditional approach has been, right? And so we are going to encourage you guys to try on a different approach through what we're going to teach you today or what we're going to discuss. But the traditional approach has always been, you know, when you find out a kid is lying, they're punished, right? Is it as simple as that?
Yeah.
Don't you ever lie to me. Usually there's some element of fear and force in there of, you know, they got this taken away or, you know, they got whatever type of punishment because they did not tell me the truth. And kind of the traditional approach teaches us, like, if we don't scare our kids enough, then, you know, they'll go on and they'll hide stuff from us. But they need to know that that is not acceptable, that, you know, kind of that whole mentality of, it's like, you will never be allowed to do that, and you have to tell me the truth. But it's not based in relationship and mutual respect and trust. It's more based in fear and force. Would you agree?
Yeah, and I think you nailed it right there. It's like, if you can remove the emotion around the, like, whatever you're feeling right in that moment of being lied to, if you could just be completely neutral, I think what you're trying to gain back is just that sense of trust.
Right.
So it's like, okay, there's some sort of, you know, trust issue going on that created a lie that then, yeah, could create a pattern of lies or create a bigger pattern. But I think what we're encouraging that you do is to go back to where you can dive into that relationship and repair that trust as a way to keep, you know, your child from lying, you know, continually.
Yeah.
Instead of just saying, okay, cool, your stuff's taken away. I'm smarter than you. Like, don't try to fool me.
Right.
I'm smarter than you, and I'm going to take away your stuff. Don't ever do this ever again. I'm so hurt. I can't believe you'd do this.
Yeah.
Those feelings aren't wrong, because, I mean, I feel them too. It's like I said, if you could remove all the emotion from it, be neutral, how do you instead dive into repairing the trust.
Yeah, and it is such a great element to bring up as far as like just making sure before we go through these three tips that we look at what's going on a deeper level, because a lot of times when kids lie, in my humble opinion, I think there's some type of shame element that's going on that, you know, we live in a culture that often teaches society that mistakes are bad, mistakes should be hidden. If you mess up, you're bad, right? Like, you know, so the classic thing I think parents say to kids when they send them off on a play date or a field trip is, okay, be a good girl, be good. So there's a lot of like, if you have perfect behavior and if you don't make mistakes, you're good. If you mess up and you break something or you steal something or you, you know, get in trouble at school, that's misbehavior and you are bad, right? So right. I think there's a lot that comes into play that is sitting with children's hearts when they make mistakes and they end up lying. It's not always about us, which I think is what you're saying, right? Is if we can remove the emotion from it and see it less as an attack against us, mm-hmm. And just look, and if you do feel hurt, like, wow, that's hurtful. Like, I feel hurt that you would lie to me. Like, I thought if you think you have a relationship based on trust, but just acknowledging that, yeah, it hurts, and it's not always about us, though, that our kids are just figuring out how to do this thing called life and making mistakes and learning that mistakes can be repaired and that they're just part of life, and that you can always learn from mistakes, right? I mean, that's a big part of what we teach here at Fresh Start Family that then puts children in a different place where they can come to us and say, ah, Mom and Dad, I blew it. I made a mistake. I stole something, I lied, I did something I shouldn't have. And we actually have a story for you guys today that I think is going to be really powerful. That's about our 11 and a half year old Stella. That is a beautiful representation of everything we're going to encourage you to try out today. But this really does apply to kids of every age. So let's get right into it. So number one, it's so important, families, that when you find out, you know, when your kids do tell you the truth, that you don't nail them for it. So this is the classic, like, you know, your kid gets in the car, it's, you know, maybe they're coming out of preschool or they've had an elementary school day where it's like, they come home with a red card, or maybe let's just say they don't even come home with a red card or a mark on their hand. That's what our kindergarten used to do when our kids were little. They'd put like a red mark, scarlet letter on their hand. That would represent that they talked in class or that they, you know, hit a kid or whatever misbehavior they had. But let's just say they don't come home with that and they get in the car and they're like, Mom, you know, I got in trouble today. Like, I hit Johnny on the playground, or, you know, I stole something. And I mean, normally kindergartners are more hiding this. I think we have stories from both of our kids where they were more lying, but I'm just proposing a story where they do tell you the truth.
Yeah.
What is our classic response, parents? What is it, Terry? What is the classic? Like, Mom, I hit Johnny today. Like, if we're not in positive parenting, because it's funny. Yeah. Terry and I, it's hard for us to go backwards, because a lot of times when I teach, I'm like, I can't even come up with it because I'm so trained in a different thought process.
We're connected to so many, you know, thousands of families, you know, through the Bonfire community and beyond too. I think we've heard a lot of stories, even if it's not our own personal stuff.
Yeah, so what's the classic response?
I mean, the classic response is like, oh no, how could you do that?
Right. Why?
How could you do that? Why did you do that? Like,
that is not nice.
Or we're going to have to talk about this when we get home, or your dad's going to, oh man, wait till I tell Dad. Or like, there's going to be this, I think, fear imposing of like
disappointment.
I got to puff up and actually come down on you instead of listen or soften,
and thank them, right?
Yeah. So I get a lecture. There's probably like this whole thing of like, oh, now I got to give the why lying is bad.
Well, and this
speech.
Yeah. Well, and in this scenario, we're just saying that the kiddo admitted that he made a mistake, right?
Right.
Not about the lying, so to speak.
Sure.
But it's like, hey, I made a mistake, or you know, even you could. I'm sure a lot of you with the younger kids, you could think of a time at the park where. You know, you walk up and you're like, what happened? Why are you guys fighting? And your little guy is like, I hit him because he's mean or something. And then we normally go into the lecturing. So lecturing, fear, scolding, shaming, making sure they really know how bad it was what they did. That's kind of the classic response. And so today we're encouraging you to put on the brakes and change, because that is not going to create a relationship where your kid feels safe telling you the truth. That will create a consistent pattern where your kid thinks to himself, okay, when I make a mistake, I need to hide it. Because when I tell my parents the truth, they either lecture, scold, shame, or punish me. And I don't like that. It doesn't feel good. And they're just not going to tell you the truth, guys. So fast forward a decade, your kids are going to become teenagers, and you're going to be scratching your head and blaming them on why they won't tell you the truth about driving in cars with people who drink, or, you know, drinking at high school parties, or, you know, having sex. Like, this is the kind of stuff that you've got to set it up way in advance to have a mutually respectful relationship based on trust if you want your kids to tell you the truth a decade from now. And we really are seeing the fruits of that, but it's taken a lot of hard work, right?
Yeah.
But so what we're proposing for you today is when your kid does that, when your kid actually tells you the truth, I hit him because he's mean, or I got in trouble for stealing today, or whatever it is, you get to stop and say, thank you so much for telling me the truth. And parents, if there's steam coming out of your head and you're just like, oh my gosh, what's wrong with my kid? I'm so embarrassed. Like, what does the teacher think of me? What is the people at the play date? Whatever it is, just put your hand on your heart. Take a few deep breaths. Remember, your kids are just learning. They're growing. They're going to make mistakes. Mistakes are a beautiful way to learn. And the more you teach your kids that, and the more you embrace that truth, the more you can then move on to actually teaching your kids, which we're going to talk more about here in a second. But the first step, you guys, is really just acknowledging, thank you so much for telling me the truth. Thank you for admitting that you did hit him.
Yeah. And most kids, I feel like if you give them, you know, a chance, like there are going to be some instances where they do bring some truth to you. So whether it's a little thing or a big thing, like Wendy's saying, like, use that opportunity as a way to, you know, cement in them that there's this trust that when they come to you with something that's uncomfortable, they're not just going to get nailed right away. Otherwise, that's going to condition them to just be like, well, that didn't feel good. I'm not going to do that anymore.
Let's chat for a hot sec, openly and honestly, about what your discipline toolkit looks like in your home right now. If you're anything like most parents, you're relying on the hand-me-down set you inherited. Timeouts, spankings, threatening of spankings, taking iPads away, 3-2-1 countdowns, groundings, taking away toys, e-bikes, iPhones, any or all of those kind of tactics that create a total relationship strain and don't even work long-term to end your child's misbehavior for good. Meaning, you might spank your child or send them to timeout today for being, air quotes, mean to their sister or disrespecting you, but then 3 days from now, they're repeating the same misbehavior, which causes you to flip your lid because you know they know better. I want to help you learn a new way so you could end the vicious cycle that's keeping you stuck as a parent and causing you to feel super frustrated that nothing is working to get your strong-willed, stubborn child to behave better. My team and I have recently completely refreshed our Compassionate Discipline Quick Start Learning Bundle to help you learn a new way to teach your kids important life lessons, a new way to help your children learn from their mistakes and take responsibility for their actions. You can just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, and I'll personally send you a message with a link to download this free bundle. I'm going to help you shift out of a punishment mindset and into a compassionate discipline one where you fully trust that connection-based, firm and kind discipline tools are all you need to be a strong leader in your home who holds your kids responsible when they misbehave, but does it in a way where they are learning the vital life skills they are missing when they mess up. So again, just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline. To grab your free bundle now. I am so excited for you to shift out of feeling guilty and shameful when you lay your head on your pillow at night and shift into feeling confident and proud of the way you handled yourself as a parent, even when you were wildly triggered and upset about the mistake your child made. Okay, I'm excited for you to dive into this free resource. I'll see you in my DMs and inside the free discipline bundle.
Yes, exactly. My favorite mentor and dear friend to both Terry and I, Susie Walton, always tells this really cool story about a study they did here in San Diego, California. It was, I think, decades ago now, but they did a survey of 1,000 teenagers, and they said, hey, teens, who would you love, like one of the many questions, who would you like to talk to when you have a problem? And almost all of them said, we would love to talk to our parents. And then they asked again, now who do you actually talk to when you have a problem? And the majority of them said, anybody except for my parents, because my parents will either lecture, scold, punish me, or stay up all night worrying. And I just can't talk to them. And that is a reality, I think, of what happens in so many homes, right? And that is a conditioned pattern, right?
Yeah.
So let's change it up, families, and let's actually tell our kids that they're safe being imperfect humans in our home. And that takes a lot of courage, but just get used to it, try it on, be courageous in that moment. And instead of scolding, nagging, you know, shaming them, telling them how bad it was, doubling down, because a lot of times they've already gotten in trouble at school, or they've already had a natural consequence when they hit a kid at the park and the kid threw sand in their eyes. It's kind of a natural consequence, right? Like, we don't always need to double down on the lesson. We just need to listen and say, thank you so much for telling me the truth. It's okay to ask questions. Like, tell me what happened. Tell me more. How did you feel? You know, what did the teacher say? You know, was she angry? Were you embarrassed? Like, what was the feeling? And then thank you so much for telling me, and leave it at that.
Yeah.
Okay. So number two is teach them to listen to themselves, to really get in touch with that moral compass, that kind of intuition, so to speak, whether you call it intuition, your moral compass, whether you call it listening to God or Christ when you're in a pickle or in a challenging situation,
you're
conscious. And then number three is teach them later in a calm time. Okay, because we always say in the work of positive parenting in the Foundations course and the Bonfire community that you don't feel like you have to teach immediately all the time, because when emotions are heightened, it's not always a great time. It's usually not a great time to teach, because no one's in a good position to be a teacher and no one's usually in a good position to be a student. So starting with number two is really help them understand what it feels like when they choose to have a certain behavior, right? Or when they're tempted to not tell the truth. So I'll go ahead and tell the story here, and we can kind of use it for context. But about 2 weeks ago, which kind of caused Terry and I to say, oh, this would be a good episode, we got to record on this, is our Stella, who's 11 and a half now, came home from a sleepover, and she, I actually picked her up from her junior guards lifeguard camp at the beach. She had been at a sleepover with her best friend. She's been best friends with since birth with this little girl. And the little girl's parents are like family to us. Like, Stella would easily go live at their house, and we would easily have their little girl live at our house. They're just awesome family. But I pick her up. She gets in the car, and we're at the beach. I'm in the roundabout for pickup, and she gets in the car, and she immediately looks at me and goes, Mom, I made a mistake. I lied to Tandy and Matt, and I told them that I've seen Bird Box, which is a rated R movie that we don't watch the kids, obviously, watch rated R movies. I lied to them, and we watched Bird Box. And she says, and she's just like a mess. And she's like, and I realized halfway through that I shouldn't have lied, and I decided to tell them the truth. And we finished the movie, and they laughed. They weren't mad at me, but it was crazy, and I'm so sorry. I lied. Like, are you mad at me? Are you disappointed in me? Like, all this stuff. And she just spilled her guts. And it was one of those moments, right, where I got to practice what I preach and just listen. Because for a moment, I, like, went to, like, what are you, dude, what? Like, why would you do that? You know you're not allowed to do that. And then your head creeps in the whole, like, this is why I don't always say yes to sleepovers. Like, you know, all the lecturing can easily come to your mind. But I was able to nip it pretty well. And I was like, okay, just, I'm here to listen. And I had promised to buy her and her little brother, like, a little ice cream from the snack shack. Like, that's what our little routine was after camp each day. And her brother was like, come on, Stella. I'm like, look, go get the ice cream. And I just need a minute. I just need a minute to decompress and to take a few deep breaths here. And as she went to get that little ice cream, I was really able to take some deep breaths and keep myself in check and do that pause button that we teach in the Foundations course and really think about what my intention was. And it was to teach, right? Always to teach is such a good one that you guys can call on families when you're trying to calm down and step talk yourself off the ledge of like moving into the volcanic reactionary state. So she came back and she was like, "Are you mad at me?" I'm like, "I am not mad at you. I am just so grateful that you told me the truth. I am so grateful that you told Tandy and Matt the truth. And we'll talk about it when we get home." And so we got home and she's still just a mess. And I'm like, just go take a shower. It's okay. Everything's okay. Like, I'm not mad. I'm just grateful you told me the truth. And so we really got to sit into that, like, gratitude over and over again. I got to tell her. So I'm sitting downstairs finishing some work and she gets out of the shower. She comes downstairs again. She's 11 and a half at this age, you know, this point in time. And she comes down and she just melts into me on the couch and she just starts crying. And she says, "Mom, I just feel so bad about this mistake I made." And I said, "Well, honey, that's what's called guilt. That's what's, you know, that's a beautiful, actually a guiding emotion that just kind of reinforces that you made a choice that you would do differently tomorrow."
And to be clear, just so you know what the, like, her specific lie was about, was her telling these parents that she had seen the movie before was her way of saying, it's okay for us to watch. I've seen it. Like, it's
cool.
It's totally fine for everybody to watch. It's fine for your daughter to watch. It's not that bad. I've seen it. And so that was what was...
The lie, know,
yeah. Yeah.
That was the mistake. Yeah. And then the fact that, it was a combination of lying.
So keep going. I just wanted to make sure. Just
well, and like, we really coach parents to learn how to seek to understand what's underneath misbehavior. And so we feel like we try to do that as much as we can with our kids. And you can see very clearly from the beginning, and her brother even pointed it out in the car, she wanted to be cool. And at her age, like, she's in a few different bands. She hangs out with some older kids. She's always loved to hang out with older kids. And at this point, a big motivator for her is to be cool. So she says it a lot. And her brother pointed out, he said, "You just wanted to be cool, didn't you?" And she actually responded to him in the car with, "You are absolutely right, Taryn." I mean, she was so humble in this moment. And our Stella is like a radical human being. She has a tendency to be a little non-humble, let's
humble
call it.
Humble is usually not the first word.
Not the first word you think of, right? But in this moment, she was so humble. And she was like, "I made a mistake." And just so clearly and cleanly accepting it. And then to have her brother point out something like that and for her to be like, "Yeah, you're right. I just wanted to be cool. I was trying to be cool." So as she came downstairs back to, like, you know, she melted into me and she's just crying. You know, warm tears are streaming down her face and I'm just hugging her and it's okay. And she goes, "Mom, I just want you to know that I understand why you guys have such strong boundaries. I understand why you don't let us watch rated R movies. I understand why you won't let me get a phone till high school." I mean, and these are big discussion points in our family that we've been sticking to these limits for a long time now, right? And so it was just so beautiful to see her be like, "I get it, Mom. And I get it because I made the mistake." And we always say to you guys, a lot of you who have power kids and also these kind of kinesthetic kids who are moving, a lot of, like, toddlers are notorious when they're kinesthetic kids. They're the hitters, the pushers, the biters, the, like, throwing rocks. I just had a bonfire member today contact us in our group. Her little boy threw rocks and broke a door. And it's like they are the movers and the doers of the world. And they learn by doing. It's so hard for parents. But they literally learn by making mistakes and then repairing and making amends and doing it differently next time. So in this situation, you could so clearly see that she learned by actually just making a mistake.
Doing it, and then she had to feel what that felt like. And
yes,
it didn't sit right. And I think a lot of that didn't sit right came from your, you know, the step one or the, you know, the point one in this podcast is like, when you gave the idea of asking, like, how did you feel? How'd you feel in listening to that? Like, if she hadn't have had some seeds planted in her in that kind of realm, I think she wouldn't know how it felt. And I think she wouldn't know what to do with that feeling when she did feel it, that it's like, oh, this doesn't feel right. Because if it doesn't feel right, there's a few options. You're like, oh, I could hide it. Yeah. I could
keep going with it.
I could, when asked, keep lying, you know, all these things.
Yeah.
But no, she felt the feeling and was like, nope, I'm just going to, you know, expose it, put it out there.
She didn't see it as weak.
Right. And she's going to bring it to someone she trusts.
Yes. Which is both her friend's parents and us.
Yes.
Because she's been taught that just because she makes a mistake doesn't mean she's a bad person. So, parents, can you see how this opens up a whole new world for you? Your kids will hide less when they don't feel like they're bad human beings. Like, it just reduces shame. Like, yeah, people make mistakes. Like, you know, it's, and so she clearly was able to, but in that moment, Terry, it's cool, like you're saying, is I was able to keep going deeper with her, and she's crying into my arms, and I'm just like, okay, well, tell me more, like, looking back, like, what was that feeling? Like, when you first said, I've watched Bird Box, and we should watch that movie. Yeah, no big deal. Like, how did that feel? Where did you feel it in your body? Like, was there a tension in your stomach? And I forget what she said, but I think she might have said her throat or her heart or something felt off. And I was like, oh, okay. And how did it feel like, you know, when you actually told the truth? And she got to say like, oh, I felt better. Even though I was embarrassed, I felt a lot better. The tension went away. I forget exactly what she said, but we spent time analyzing that and looking at it so she could actually just one day later cement and solidify what it feels like to be in a position where you're tempted to do something that would be called misbehavior or make a mistake, then what it feels like when you make the mistake in your body, in your heart, mm-hmm. in your soul, who you're listening to, right? Like if you have moments, kiddos, where you know, as we're teaching them, where you listen to that small, still voice, whether you call that guidance from Jesus or just your intuition or the universe, whatever you call it, but we teach our kids that is often guidance from God to make an action step that would be in line with your morals, with your faith.
Yeah, and I mean, think about this too. It's like whether it's a kid or an adult, this idea of confession is like, mm-hmm. it's kind of scary. It feels like this big thing. You're just like, oh, I gotta avoid that. That just seems, that's scary. I don't know. It's probably easier just to bury it or lie or whatever. But think about it.
Or you do it in secret.
Or you
like
do it
I know in my mom, you know, grew up in the Catholic faith where you do it in secret.
Sure. But imagine there being someone or something that you trust enough to bring it to, and that feeling that you have after you get through it, mm-hmm. and that you're forgiven. Compare that feeling to the hiding it and the burying it and all those things. And like, I think we all know like which feeling you'd trade it for. So I think what we're just trying to do is just, you know, guide our kids through that and have us be part of those trusted faces and those trusted souls in their lives.
Yes, exactly. Because we do represent so much, right? Like they often will look at the world in the way we treat them. Right. So they're going to be able to trust their boss or trust their teacher or trust their classmates or, you know, Stella's a tween at this point where relationships get rocky with girls. Like there starts to become a lot of cattiness. And like, I mean, what we're talking about in this episode, I love that. I know when she goes out into the world with her relationships with girlfriends, that she's going to try her best to apply the same things out right. there. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of the opposite going on with the friendships within her fifth grade class this last year. I mean, it's been crazy to watch like that. What we're talking about today doesn't happen with all those girls. So that's been cool, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey there, families. Let's talk for a quick minute about Kate Northrup's free financial healing workshop. Have you registered? If not, you can sign up at freshstartfamilyonline.com/relax. It's happening April 23rd through 25th. And in case you've missed it, I've been talking a lot lately around the impact that learning about nervous system healing and regulation and financial healing has really transformed my own life, especially when it comes to my bank account and my nervous system. And I'm excited for you guys to learn from Kate too. So I'd highly recommend you hop into her free workshop this week. It is not too late to sign up and get the replay, even if you can't make it live. And then afterwards, you're going to see that Kate is doing a very special invitation into her incredible program called Relaxed Money. That is the program that I started last October and just really has changed my life in so many beautiful ways. But she is inviting families in for a very limited time. And anybody who wants to join with with our special offer here at Fresh Start Family, I want to give you a few things for free. Number one, I am gifting my foundations course for free. That's a $497 value. Plus, I'm giving away 2 months free of our Fresh Start Experience, which is our full support positive parenting program. So it's a pretty incredible offer if you want to invest in yourself and your family by healing your nervous system and really looking at more ways you can become abundant and attractive to money so you stop maybe a pattern of living month to month or feeling like there's never enough money, but actually getting into a rhythm of just having overflow in your life when it comes to money. It's a really good feeling now that I actually have that going on in both my business and my personal finance front. So if you want to join Kate's program called Relaxed Money, please just forward your receipt to me, Wendy@FreshStartFamilyOnline.com, once you sign up, and I will get you the foundations course plus 2 months free of the Fresh Start Experience again for free. That's a $615 bonus I am offering for our families who sign up for Kate's program and want to get access to all of our special bonuses that we're providing. So again, sign up at FreshStartFamilyOnline.com/relax, whether you are looking for the free workshop and or looking to learn more about Kate's Relaxed Money program. But I am just so excited for you to start learning with Kate and to get the benefit of getting our programming and support when it comes to powerful positive parenting for free on top of your investment. That's just going to really change the game for you on the financial front. I just feel like it's such a beautiful win-win. Again, head to FreshStartFamilyOnline.com/relax for all the details.
Funny thing that just popped in my head too is like, for anybody that's seen Meet the Parents or Meet the Fockers, it's like the circle of trust, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, you just want to keep yourself and your kids in the circle of trust. I mean, obviously Robert De Niro does a bunch of extreme things, but I think in the spirit of it is like, you just want to remain in the circle of trust with your kids.
It's a perfect example. Yeah. Oh my gosh. But remember, families, what we're not telling you that you have to like say what they've done is okay. It's not the same thing as being like, oh, it's okay that you threw a rock at the door and shattered the glass. It's okay that you hit the kid at the park. Like, it's okay. Like, that would be, you know, permissive. And we're not encouraging you to do that. We're just encouraging you to listen to what was going on for them when they chose to do what they did, how they felt. Teach them to look at all that and just to listen to them and thank them for telling you the truth.
And we're also not saying to ignore it. I mean, I think there's a category of parents that are just like, I'm not equipped to deal with that. I'm just going to let like water go under the bridge and just do nothing. I think that would also be a different version of permissive, to where you're actually missing an opportunity to bond with your kids and go through real life with them and have yourself be looked at as an advocate for them and a trusted person for them, not in a way like Wendy's saying that you're saying it's okay, but just like, hey, I can be a trusted person in your life for when things are great or things aren't so great.
Yes. Yeah. And our kids are going to have temptations as they get old. I mean, they have temptations their whole life. So this is such a beautiful way to set them up for success of like the classic, okay, like if your friends are jumping off a bridge, are you going to jump off a bridge? Well, if they never have experience listening to themselves or making small mistakes and having parents who walk them through what they would have done differently if they were to do it next time, they're not going to have the experience or the confidence to not jump off the bridge, if that makes sense. So I feel like it's all kind of intermingled with that. But mm-hmm. the last point, you guys, that kind of will summarize all this and wrap it up is teach in a later time. So whatever happened, you know, if you can withhold from the lecturing and the teaching, so to speak, which usually is more of a lecturing in the heightened moment when you find out about the lie or the mistake or the misbehavior, save it for later when you're in bed snuggling, tucking them in. Or I know we're sitting next to my bookshelf here where I have like probably 20 books that teach kids about things like self-control, how to not talk in class, how to keep your hands to yourself, how to use kind words and instead of like, you know, hurtful words towards people. Like there's so many ways that we teach families in the Foundations course and the Bonfire membership program to teach their kids important life lessons without punishment, so to speak, which is based on, you know, fear and force usually and making sure they pay for their mistake versus compassionate discipline, which is like, hey, I'm going to teach you how to make a different choice tomorrow and why you want to make a different choice. And also, this is when I'm going to tell you why it's so important in our family that we tell the truth. Like we have firm limits around telling the truth. We have firm limits about keeping our hands to ourselves, firm limits around using kind words when you are having a challenge with someone at your friendship group, whatever it is. But that's when you're going to be able to actually teach your kids in a way where they'll listen and where they'll actually take your guidance and apply it the next day.
Yeah. And I think, so that's like a, that's like a way that you can sit down and intentionally like teach, like have this teaching moment. But maybe another way of teaching too, Wendy, is bringing something to the table where you've made a mistake to your kids.
Yes.
Because, you know, I would imagine that as parents, we're not walking around like lying a whole bunch and all these things to where you're going around having to confess a lie to your children. I don't know. Maybe you do. And if you do, like, I encourage you, you know, to think about how you might be able to bring that to the table. But even just below that, below the surface of that is like a mistake that you've made that might be something that either you're embarrassed about or something that might not be something that you're super proud of, but that you could bring to the table. And it doesn't have to be the biggest thing in the world. I mean, it could, you know, one jumps to my head the other day. I make a point to tell my kids when I do make a mistake. It's like, you know what? I ran out of gas today.
Oh, that's right. You really did.
Well, it's not today when I'm recording it.
But I know,
like,
but
I brought that to the kids that it was like,
okay,
so this is not a proud moment.
Sorry, we just like barely looked at that because we're so busy, but that was so funny you made it, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, was it, you know, judging mistakes like on the grand scheme of things, was that huge? You know, no, but when you think about it, I'm like, I think that's the first time I've ran out of gas in my entire life. I've ran out of gas on a motorcycle before, but in a car.
And it made you late to a meeting.
It made me late to a meeting. I full well knew that I was low on gas. I just like stubbornly like just pushed it. And then sure enough, like ran out of gas like within a mile of my office. Had to like, you know, I was actually on a conference call. Had to tell my coworkers that were in the office like, hey guys, I got one more point to bring up here. I ran out of gas. So I had to confess it to them. Felt stupid in front of them. But then I brought it home to the kids too as a way just to be like, Dad made a mistake today.
Yeah.
I ran out of gas. You know what I had to do? I had to call for help. I had to, you know, call somebody I trusted. They gave me a ride. I had to go into a convenience store. I had to buy a gas tank thing for $10.
Yeah.
Fill up, go back, fill up my car. My hands smelled like gas the rest of the day. I was late to the meeting. And whatever. I mean, it's just whatever the mistake is for you guys, I think showing them that you make them too, it kind of brings their guard down a little bit so that they're more willing to like bring a mistake to you and just be like, yeah, we all make mistakes, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, yeah,
I
just
love that.
You love that. You love it when I make mistakes.
No, I do laugh at you, but
yeah.
Yeah, it's just such an important point. I mean, there's so many things that we could give like five more points here on how to, you know, prevent your kids from lying or deal with lying. But it makes me think of the skate park, right? Like a few weeks ago, I was, it was International Go Skateboarding Day. I was getting super excited to drop in on small ramps and big ramps with the kids. But The mistake was I let a fellow mom who was very excited to teach me how to drop in on bigger ramps. She took me up to a bigger ramp that I clearly, my internal guide, like my gut, the voices, whatever they were saying, just go sit down. You're 42 years old. You're not a child who can, like, should be dropping in on this giant cement ramp or whatever it's called. Ledge, pool. What is it? What is
that? Yeah, it's a quarter pipe or like a bowl, yeah.
But I didn't listen to myself. And so that, like, I know we talked about this a little bit with the kids, but it would be great for me to revisit because it's a great story, right? Like, that was a mistake.
Well, it also was peer pressure.
I broke my shoulder, you guys.
And you gave into some peer pressure.
I gave into some peer pressure, yeah. And I don't blame her at all. And they've heard me tell this story a million times over the last month because I literally still have a broken shoulder. But it's a great story to tell them. Like, that was a mistake. I listened to other people. And I bought into this, like, it was a fun peer pressure environment, but it was clearly peer pressure. And I should have listened to myself. And I clearly was, my internal self was saying, Wendy, you did a lot. You learned how to drop in on a lot. Now go sit down. So anyways, it's great. I just love the point of, like, find those mistakes, you guys, and be excited to point them out to your kids. Because that will take you so far if you have a goal to have your kids not lie to you. That, what Terry just said, will get you so much farther. It's basically an example of what modeling looks like. Yeah, you want your kids to tell them the truth.
Yeah.
To tell you the truth, you tell them the truth.
Because hiding things, whether it be them from us or us from them, is probably a close cousin to lying.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
So don't hide things from your kids.
Yeah, because it doesn't make you weak.
Yeah.
The fact that you ran out of gas, the fact that I broke my shoulder... It doesn't make us weak. It just makes us human. We're
right.
Just human beings. Everyone makes mistakes. And the faster we can take responsibility, not blame other people, and say, you know what? This is what I've learned. And the next time I'm going to choose to do it differently.
Yeah, they see how you navigate from there. Because otherwise they're lost. They don't know how to navigate from, like, I've never seen what it looks like to come back from a mistake or repair a relationship or, you know... Just reach out to somebody in a vulnerable time.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome, you guys. All right, so let's summarize real quick. The 3 points that we talked about if you want to raise kids that tell you the truth. So number one is don't nail them when they do tell you the truth about a misbehavior or a mistake that they made. Number two is teach them to listen to themselves. Teach them to understand what intrinsic motivation and their own internal compass or their heart is guiding them to do. And then number three is teach later in a calm time when emotions have settled. Okay, but try those out, families. I think you're going to find over the long term, in the long run, they really do work to create mutually respectful relationships with your kids where everybody tells the truth and you're able to make amends and repair mistakes instead of hide them.
For more information, go to freshstartfamilyonline.com. Thanks for listening, families. Have a great day.
All right, listeners, that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed recording it for you. As we wrap up here, don't forget to DM me the word shift or head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your free discipline quick start learning bundle. You'll get immediate access to download our extensive learning guide where I'll share 5 ways you can ditch the old school hand-me-down punishment mindset beliefs and thoughts that are causing you to react like a volcano instead of respond like the firm, kind, respectful teacher you are at your core. And then you'll also get immediate access to my on-demand workshop where I'll teach you our 3 core Fresh Start family strategies that make up a strong, compassionate discipline toolkit, as well as my favorite logical consequences that not only work with kids of all ages, but do wonders to unite you with your child and strengthen your relationship, even in your kids' worst moments. So pop on over to Instagram right now and just shoot me a DM with the word shift and I'll send you a personal link to download that bundle right away. Or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to get access immediately. All right. Thanks for listening and I'll see you inside that free bundle and also inside the next episode.